Welcome, everybody, to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host and gentleman, Mr. JT, I Shave My Beard Foreman.
That's not all I shave. Hello. Gentlemen. And welcome to episode 37 of Bitter Comics. I cut myself shaving this morning. Boy, do my nuts hurt. Folks. Anyway, I'll be here all week. I am JT Foreman.
No, you won't.
I have bald nuts, and I am here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels, and another good friend, Mike, the best, Wirtz.
Okay, hold on here a second. I'll just go throwing out the term good friend, okay? Come on. I've got a reputation to uphold here, all right?
Okay, this guy who tolerates my presence.
There you go. I'll accept that.
Wow.
And he's kind enough not to...
To an extent... And you know, after last weekend, you're losing brownie points.
So oh, come on now, that was my fault. Okay, well, it was my fault for being horribly unprepared to DJ a show.
Yes,
but it wasn't my fault because Pandora does what Pandora
Let's
does.
Just not put a sound engineer extraordinaire in his resume just quite yet, shall we?
Not quite yet. Yeah, I'm not exactly DJ, more like presser of pause and play.
I think.
Sound like you said oppressor.
The oppressor of pause and play.
I oppress pause and play.
The cousins to kitten play. But yeah.
Well, I don't know if anyone should really be called a DJ anymore because everyone's going to be replaced by the shuffle setting on iTunes.
Yeah, there's no disc really, that you're jockeying anymore. Yeah, you're just pushing buttons.
There was a time when people had, you were talking about this once, where people had to walk in with like, they'd have like milk crates filled with actual records.
Records. That's right.
I learned how to queue up vinyl. A record at my first radio job.
Get out of here.
Where you put the board in, you put the actual channel that you're going to play it on in queue.
Right. Yeah.
And you would sit there with the record and back it forward, to where it would just start. And if you didn't do it right when you hit play on it, it would go and start.
Yep.
And you didn't want that, you didn't want any space in between either. So when you announced a song, it could start.
Dead air is the enemy.
Yeah, now everything's just dead.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah. Dead air, dead talent, just
everything's dead stations. Well, and the talent's never there. It's never in your hometown.
Well, it's not in the music either.
It's piped in from somewhere else.
Yeah, it does seem like, I don't know if there are any local radio stations left in the world anymore, except some Spanish language ones.
The Mike and Michael's radio show, though, that's phenomenal. That one there is phenomenal. It's got talent, it's got energy, it's got music. That's something to be.
Yeah, by the way, if there's any networks that want to pick that up,
please do so. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, we'll get into the DJing experience at that show.
Yeah, boy.
Or lack thereof. But yeah, go ahead.
But right now, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 36, I would like to apologize to black people, honest car salesmen, backpacks, fire, and wet paper bags.
Is this a weekly segment that you apologize to the people from previous
one?
So you've had 37. This is your 37th apology.
I think it's like the 35th apology because the first two I didn't apologize.
You didn't really give a damn. So okay.
Well, I didn't realize what an asshole I was yet.
Listened to himself.
I listened to a couple of the first couple episodes. I was like, wow, damn, I'm a dick.
And obviously this is self-judge because you're not getting fan mail. I'm assuming.
No.
You're not getting emails or
actually
we've
gotten one.
Really.
Yes. Actually, I read it on the air, and someone basically said that we gave John Jones too hard a time. We were mean to him.
Fuck that shit.
I believe,
as you can see, your comments aren't given their due attention.
I believe the exact words were, y'all really beat up on the back. Let me try that again.
Please do.
Y'all really beat up on the black guy.
Now, how do they know he's black? It's just radio.
See, that's a racist
statement.
That's
a very racist statement.
Well,
what if he was just from the South?
Black people have a certain intonation in their voice, and now I have a reason to apologize to black people next week. Yay!
Thank you for the creators of Ebonics.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Hooked on Ebonics. Hooked on Ebonics. Can I get hooked on Ebonics so I can talk street?
Hooked on it? Does that mean
hooked
like
on Ebonics? There's hooked on phonics. I want hooked on Ebonics.
So like, now you're addicted to it?
Yes.
Like you're walking up to... Ebonics dealers going, yo, baby, I'll suck your dick for a vowel.
Give me what's an X with my peep, yo.
Give me a vowel, baby.
You hook me up with an axe? Come on, I'll suck your dick.
Well, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 36 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com.
Wow, I hope. 36 episodes. That's fantastic. Yeah,
we can't even get past 10.
I didn't think you'd make it past. Wow, that's a lot of wasted digital material right there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay.
Well, I've actually had to do a couple of episodes by myself. Those were just sad.
I can imagine.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
I can imagine. Did you still use three mics? Did you just move around from one
yes,
to the other?
Yeah, I ran around the table. You know,
JT, what do you think? Well, I'm glad you asked.
I did a kind of a my own little solo version of Duck Duck Goose as I was.
Is that how that worked out? Yeah.
Did you masturbate during the show?
Not much.
Welcome to the JT and Joel Foreman question. Question well, answer. JT, what do you think?
I like how he said not much.
Yeah, not too much.
You know. Well, if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to the site bittercomics.podbean.com, scroll down a little bit. On the right-hand side of the page are buttons to subscribe using iTunes, Google, and my Yahoo. And if you think I owe further apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "Hey, dumbass." You're only supposed to name drop when you say something nice.
You had to put all that in the subject field?
Yes.
That's why you're not getting any fame.
Yeah, no yeah, kidding. Right.
I have to put that in the subject line. I don't have a pen.
I didn't write all that down.
Can I just say asshole and then go on? No. You have
because you don't want any spam.
No, we'll see.
We don't want spam.
If they put this line in there, then I know they're responding to episode 37. So that's very that's nice. The signal.
Putting 37.
Oh, it's
I didn't think of that.
It's a password.
That would have been a much better idea. That would have been much more simple.
It's a password. I get it.
That's exactly. Subject line, in response to episode 37.
We're just trying to help.
The key phrase is.
I didn't even think of that. So, how's it going, guys?
Just say the word of the day and give yourself $1,000. Today, the word of the day is, hey, asshole.
Hey, asshole.
It's wow. Phenomenal.
Awesome.
You having a phenomenal day? No?
No.
Terry, okay. You're looking good, man. I haven't seen you in a while. You're looking good.
It's 45 pounds, baby.
Get out of here.
45 pounds down the drain.
You dropped 45 pounds?
Yes.
No kidding. Check your ass. I think I found it.
It was either that or die.
Wow. So, look at you wait till the last minute. That's great.
I was on another podcast on Wednesday, and the guy doing the podcast... he had seen what I posted on Facebook about being ill.
Yeah.
He says, we're going to talk to Terry Michaels in a few minutes, and he's dying. So he's going to tell us about that. So we're going to be right back.
Fantastic.
Yay.
So how's the chemo, my friend?
And then he posted on Facebook. He said, Terry Michaels is dying. Tune in and listen. And I'm like,
who is this?
The Dirty Dowdy podcast.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I listen to that.
Yeah, which is...
That's a good show. I like
it. Did you?
Yeah. I haven't listened to that episode yet.
Apparently, I'm dying.
But I do listen to that podcast.
For those of you guys that don't know, I mean, Terry Michaels, 6 months ago, could have doubled for a linebacker. He was great. He was huge. He was thick. He was heavy. And he was scary. Now he's like an albino Ethiopian. I'm not sure.
I'm not quite that skinny.
He's just like a stick.
Ethiopian.
Yeah.
Instead of a lineman, I'm just a safety.
It's just safety. I don't know.
I could be a quarterback.
You could do a pretty good job hiding behind Cliff
Clifton. He was a lineman. Now he looks like he's doing lines.
Yeah. Exactly. Speed. Works for me.
Exercising 3 days a week at my other job.
Good deal.
Running around, crazy, man.
Feeding other fat people.
Yes.
See,
and let me tell you something. They are.
See, well, that's to me. That's always been a great diet plan. There is work in the food industry. You won't want to be around food anymore. You don't want to eat food anymore. And while watching other people shelter into their faces, you're like, no thanks, I'm good.
And folks, let me just, if you haven't gone to or you go to a restaurant regularly, and you decide to run the server around like a dog, and then leave them three quarters.
Yeah, pick the oldest one first. Make sure you get the oldest server there, and make that little fucker run his ass off.
Let me just say this, if I could. You deserve to get your ass beat in the parking lot. Because that is a shitty thing to do.
Three quarters. Is that the tip you got?
75 cents.
Terry, we got to work on your people skills, my friend. I'm thinking, I mean, yeah, they're assholes, but we got to work on your people skills.
What do you motherfuckers want?
Not a good way.
Don't know.
And if you're going to spit in their food, don't do it at the table. Okay? You do that in the kitchen. All right? In the kitchen. All right?
I don't spit in their food. It's something else.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. There's a hair in my soup. Is it curly? Yeah, well, then shut up.
Don't tell everybody.
Special
they'll all
cream
want
mushroom
some.
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got on the agenda today for us, JT?
Before we get started, we were talking about the show. It was at the Hilton Garden Inn.
That's right.
Friday before last.
Thank you for making me feel included. There was an open mic at the Hilton Garden Inn.
That's right. And I went up first, and then I DJ'd the show. And by DJ'd the show, that means I pressed pause and play. And I don't actually have...
I pressed pause and play.
Yeah, basically. Not just like radio, but in a similar fashion of radio, a lot of shows don't like to have any kind of dead air, even if it's just while you're waiting for the MC to walk off the stage and the comedian to walk up. So
right.
They'll have someone playing music,
right?
In between as the person is going up to the stage.
And when I walk into the show and I notice that he's back there doing the DJ, I'm like, awesome, JT. He knows me. He knows the music that I like to be introduced to. He looks how I like to go on. Awesome. I don't even need to bother with him. Plus, he was kind of like right in the center, the way it's set up there. You could see him. So it would be kind of awkward for me to walk back there during somebody else's set and say, hey, could you play some ACDs? Just jump in. I was like, JT knows me. I ain't going to worry.
He's
about
got it.
It's going to be cool. It's awesome. No.
I believe it was a Chili's commercial.
Yeah, I walk out into a Chili's freaking commercial.
Yes, that's right. Okay, here's a couple of problems.
The all-new $9.99 special tonight at Chili's. May get yourself some hot wings. And I'm like, hello, Fresno.
Pretty much.
Sit your asses down. The $9.99 lasts all week, all right?
I have to say this was not my fault.
Yeah, of course you do.
Okay, now here's a couple of reasons why. One, the guy who ran the show, it was Johnny Pineda and Candyman. You know who Candyman
yep.
is?
Yep.
He had that hit back in the, what was it, late 80s?
The Candyman can.
Yeah, close enough.
Who can make a sun?
No, it was a rap song. I can't remember the name of it. So he wants me to play hip-hop.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's the kind of show that he's got. You know, he's a hip-hop guy, so he wants me playing hip-hop.
Right.
So I have some rock like AC/DC and that kind of stuff on my laptop, but I don't have any hip-hop, probably because I'm white.
Probably so.
And great, another fucker.
And so, you're not an equal opportunity employer.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm my musical tastes are racist.
Becoming the DJ you're becoming, you need to build up your
archive. I do. That is true. But, so what someone suggests I do is we'll go to Pandora and, log in, and what you do is you can set up your own channel, and like you'll put in one song and then it'll select a bunch of other songs that are similar to that one,
right?
And then play those. So I just put Candyman's song in there.
Gotcha.
I mean, he wants hip hop, it's his song, so I put his song in there, and I believe it was called Knockin' Boots.
Nice.
Oh, is that Candyman, really?
Yeah. That Candyman.
Word.
Didn't even know who it was.
And it built a radio station, playing music that was similar to that. So it was a bunch of hip-hop songs.
Right.
The problem is, see, I went as you bring each person up and then back, playing a part of a different song each time.
Right.
But I'm only allowed to click to skip to the next song so many times per hour, and I didn't know this.
Oh.
So I was doing, and when I tried to click to go to the next song, it wouldn't let me.
I get to be the learning curve.
So it threw a commercial in there, and this happened to happen just
ladies
when
and gentlemen,
you were going
Mike
up.
Words, today and at Chili's, $9.99 specials.
When it's playing a commercial, now during a song I can pause it or I can mute, but when it's playing a commercial, the commercial's only 15 seconds long, but you have to listen to it. It won't let you pause, it won't let you mute. Now I could have just closed the window, but it wasn't my Pandora account that was on there, it was someone else's.
This so next comedian travels all over the country. Performing at comedy clubs and college campuses all across the United States. Please give it up for Mike Words.
And here's his intro
Mom,
music. Chili's.
I don't have that.
Baby back ribs.
Mom, I don't always have that not-so-fresh feeling sometimes.
That's right.
Yes, sweetheart, I'm the same way.
Yes, that's why the pelicans are following me.
Well, here's the weird thing about that particular Pandora channel as it came up. There were three different commercials. I saw these three over and over come up on there. One was Chili's.
Yeah. Are you troubled by erectile dysfunction?
The other one was some, erectile dysfunction. Yes.
I know. I heard
erectile dysfunction.
I heard it.
I wasn't,
and
but I am now.
And Bank of America.
And B of A. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Those were the three commercials that were being played on the hip-hop station.
What if they played them all at once?
What kind
of B of A cause your erectile dysfunction?
Well, yeah, no kidding. What kind
of come down to Chili's.
Demographic
well, no,
Pandora
actually, I think
looking
Chili's
for right there.
Chili's causes erectile dysfunction, so you get a loan from B of A.
to buy the medication.
To buy the medication. That's a hell of a demographic there. You know what I mean? Limp
That's
dicks.
That's widespread.
Fat limp dicks and with money, apparently. You know?
Fat limp dicks with money.
All right. How are we going to do it?
It's horrendous. It's a fat limp dick.
So It was a great show. You were funny. Everyone was really funny that night. The audience was really. It was a great room, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I gave you a little bit of crap for it, but you know, that was to be expected.
You know, getting a little bit of crap is expected anyway. Anyone going to a comedy show who's going to get bent out of shape when the comic picks on them a little bit, they're in the wrong place.
Especially the two foreigners that sat right up front during my show too.
Exactly.
Didn't speak a lick of English. They sat there and smiled at me the whole time.
Yeah, at least they were smiling.
You know. Yeah, I guess they
guys look like a couple of jack-o'-lanterns.
So if you guys could understand what I was saying, you'd be really pissed right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But since you don't speak the language, you should speak.
And I had the hardest time keeping a straight face because the only thing that goes through my mind is Johnny's bit of, you're funny, but I don't know.
But I don't know.
I always crack up when I see people sitting around a corner like that. Like, okay, go back and wash dishes.
There you go. Oh, hey, on that note, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman with Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. So, guys, we got to work on our signals here. All right.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, you know what? We got some music for once.
Staring longingly into my eyes doesn't do much for telling me to kill it.
That song just puts me in the mood. You know?
Oh, is that what it does for you?
Cure the erectile dysfunction.
Scorpions, you know, any band named after a poisonous arachnid
always
gets me all excited.
Home to me.
Yay.
Poisonous arachnid.
Isn't welcome a scorpion an arachnid as well?
I don't know. Welcome to the Intellectual Bitter Comic Show.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Poison fucking thing that's ugly. How about that?
On NPR, we'll talk about venomous creatures. Yeah. Welcome to NPR.
Look, here's something I wanted to touch on this real quick.
Okay, but be careful.
Go for it.
Make sure it's of age before you touch it.
Yes. Preach on, brother.
The Sandusky dude. Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's get into him.
Look, I don't want to get into too much graphic detail, but he's got a new lawyer because his other lawyer was doing him so much good. Here's a good idea. Let's go on the Today Show and let them ask you any question they want. Oh, sure. That works.
I have to ask, who's the Sandusky dude?
The Penn State basketball coach.
Oh, okay. All right. The Penn State thing I heard about.
Football coach. I'm sorry. Yeah. Football coach.
So the football coach. Yeah. If I remember right, like one of the defensive coordinators was.
Everybody claims that they saw him do it and, you know, all this kind of stuff. He's got a new attorney.
Okay.
He got rid of the guy that was doing him no good.
Do you understand what the word defense means? Yes. Do you understand how you're supposed to be defending?
And his lawyer was basically doing the same thing to him that he did to his victim.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I'm not saying the guy, you know, oh, it's a travesty and he should have a better lawyer. But look, if and I would never do anything like this, but if I
that being said,
if I had committed a horrible crime, I would make sure that I got a good lawyer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Apparently, he doesn't screen his lawyers before he gets them. Because now, this is how his new lawyer is explaining how he was taking showers with young boys.
Oh, no.
According to his new lawyer.
They weren't golden showers, were they?
No.
No.
He was in the shower teaching them how to properly shower.
Because
sometimes troubled youth who have had no education and who have had no parental guidance need to be taught how to shower.
That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. No. Cup the balls.
Yes.
Cup the
balls. Lift like this and then scrub in there really good.
Yes, that's right.
And OJ was trying to teach Nicole.
This is how you get that deep down clean. Yeah,
how to give a tracheotomy. That's what
he was trying to teach her how to breathe through her neck.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. What a genius. Fantastic. What a fucking
wasn't there like a star witness, one of the other coaches or whatever that
said. Saw him in the shower behind a young boy.
And did what about it?
He sang like a bird. He went to the campus police and all that kind of stuff. And
said, hey, he's got a little boy in there. He's not sharing. It's not fair. So not fair.
And, you know, he was teaching him how to take a shower. I think what he was doing is he was teaching him what it's going to be like in prison.
No kidding. I mean, isn't there like aren't there some flags or warning signs that go off when like the coach walks you into the showers to begin with, and you're naked? I mean, isn't there something that just ahead of time that says, "Wait a minute"?
Coach take a shower.
Exactly.
I mean, and isn't it on a college campus? What's a 12-year-old doing?
Exactly. That's what I want to understand here.
Maybe I'm wrong. You know, I don't. Maybe I'm not getting all the information.
Well, to me, you ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Been in a Turkish prison?
Not lately.
Anyway, yeah. I find that...
You like gladiator movies?
I don't find what he did to be funny at all, but I find the fact that an attorney would actually say he was teaching him how to shower.
Yes.
I think that's funny.
I think it's great.
I have got two words for that that end up one word. Bullshit.
Oh, he's going to learn how to shower real quick.
He's going to get a nice dick scrub.
Well, at that point, what else have you got? I mean...
Yeah. He might as well just go up there and go, Your Honor, our defense is... Oops.
Well, I mean, yeah. And maybe this is the thing.
It's is like, it too late to plead insanity?
The lawyer said to him, look, our only shot is an insanity plea. So we're just going to throw some crazy shit out there.
Yeah, and then they're going to disbar me. And maybe
they'll think you're nuts.
They're going to disbar me and throw you in prison.
Either that or maybe he's accepted the fact that he's going to go to jail. And he's like, well, look, after you've been convicted, you're not allowed to make money off of your crime. So we got to make sure we got to make as much money as we can
need to do is write
before the conviction happens.
Right.
So start working on that book.
Yeah. And we'll sell it to the same publisher.
And no, you cannot do a picture book.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff is not a good idea.
No scratch and sniff on this one.
Wow.
Fun. Well, anyway, that's horrible. All right, so Terry Michaels likes lists, right? Terry Michaels
I do. Likes lists. I like lists.
So I got a list for this week. It's not exactly a list. It's just a collection of Christmas quotes from famous people that many of them you probably never heard of. But
I like famous people.
I like famous people, too. They're very famous, and they're people. And these are two things that I like.
Well, good.
Wow. Right. Do you work for Sandusky's attorney?
Captain, no kidding.
Hello, I'm Captain Obvious.
Dun, dun, dun.
Captain would be the rank, and Obvious would... Never mind.
Would be right. Yes.
So, do you know who Bernard Manning is?
No, but I know who Bernard Berrien is.
He was an English comedian and nightclub owner. Bernard Manning. This first quote is from him. I once bought my kids a set of batteries for Christmas with a note on it saying, toys not included.
What a dick. He's English. What a dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
I bet his teeth are all fucked up. Should have brought him a toothbrush that said toothpaste not included. He is English. Asshole.
There you go. You know, at that point, you could probably just put teeth not included. Save a fortune in floss.
Wow.
In England, they use just those tongue depressors as dental floss because they're so few teeth, there's plenty of space to get those things in there.
I have them have wooden teeth anyway. So
Englishmen are ugly.
Yes. And you know what? I got to say the English accent is just about the most annoying accent in the world.
It sounds very snobbish.
The English accent and the Southern accent when men speak.
Shag off.
Is annoying as hell.
Just shag off.
When a woman speaks with an English accent or with a Southern accent, it's kind of hot.
It is. Especially when they're moaning.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Stop. I don't know you.
Oh, weird.
What was your name again?
Why are you standing above me like this?
Hey, Mom, who is that in the bushes?
I just asked for mayo.
I don't see... She looks out the window. I don't see anyone in the bushes. No, wrong bushes.
I wonder what they call it in England.
What? A shagging?
Is there another word? What? Another word for oral sex?
For pussy. Like
for pussy.
I didn't want to be vulgar, but pussy.
Fanny.
Fanny? I thought
yes,
that
fanny.
Was ass.
No. In the United States, fanny is ass. In England, fanny is the vagina, wow. Which a fanny pack is.
Vagina,
is
I'm sorry, there. I didn't know this was a
yeah,
science
Yeah, well, I was
show.
About to say what they call a fanny pack down there. That makes a whole different meaning of the fanny
pack.
A pussy pack.
Well, everyone always wears it around the front, so.
Welcome.
There we go.
What can we do?
We're just trying to help people. It's an informational show.
That's right. Next from Victor Borge.
What you do with the information is up to you.
Next from Victor Borge. Santa Claus has the right idea. Visit people once a year.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Are you guys going to be visiting family you don't see
Victor
much this Christmas?
No.
Anyone coming to see you guys?
About 160 Mexicans.
160 Mexicans?
Yeah, I'll be working at the airport that day. Okay. So.
And they're all coming in one car.
Yeah, exactly. All
coming
in one vehicle.
No, yeah, you're working at the airport, and the Air Mexico plane is landing.
Air Mexico and Volaris. Yeah, both those guys are coming in. So
you get literally 160 Mexicans.
Literally.
See, you guys, everyone out there assumed it was some sort of a racist thing, and it was.
Hey,
but
bite them. They can be upset for a week till you apologize next week. Don't worry about it.
I can be upset for a week. Fuck them.
I'll apologize to Mexican airline passengers.
The views and comments on this program are the direct reflection of the producer and their feelings, and we mean every word of it.
Exactly.
And your mama.
And your mamas. Next, from PJ O'Rourke. Christmas begins about the 1st of December with an office party and ends when you finally realize what you spent around the April 15th of the next year.
Actually, Christmas starts on the 1st with the first party and then ends New Year's Day when you wake up fucking hungover.
On your boss's desk.
Yeah, naked. And
bent over.
I was like, but boy, is my raise going to be huge this year.
Or not good. Or a pink slip shoved up your ass.
I hate when that happens.
And what did he use to stuff it in there with? He used it as a condom.
So if you're given the choice, I always say if you're ever given the choice, so make sure you wake up naked on the human resource manager's desk. That's the way to go.
Okay. That's a little Christmas advice.
That's right.
From Mike Wirtz.
That's
right.
Hooray. From what I understand, it's the number two reason, I think, for terminations across the board most companies is something that happened at the Christmas party.
Interesting.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the way if you want to downsize at your corporation. Just throw, you know, Christmas parties all year long.
Which could, you know.
And then spike the drink of the people that you want to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably the Secret Santa. When you give, you know, dildos out at the Secret Santa.
You're not, but we weren't supposed to know who gave it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, JT. You can go now. Yes. Hey, anybody could have given a chocolate dildo. Anybody could have given that. How's that going to be me all of a sudden?
Oh, sure. Somebody receives a pacifier in the shape of large breasts, and you all just assume that I'm the one.
It's all my fault. Blame the comedian for everything.
Just because I have one in my pocket.
Yeah. I actually did give someone, Secret Santa, I did give someone one of those back when I was in the Navy. So.
Really? Well, yeah, it's a Navy. It's different.
Pass fire
well,
yeah, in the shape of
yeah,
breasts.
Yeah, the Navy's you different. You guys need that stuff. Working at Target or something.
Yeah, that's exactly. True. You're defending our country. You're getting shot at. I mean, I think
you deserve a titty.
Some novelty titties are in order. Absolutely.
I earned this. Right? That's too bad they gave it to a girl.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She was in the Navy. I assume so.
Okay.
That was the same sound I heard when I got fired from the bank for smoking weed. I earned this.
Exactly. All right, next from Johnny Carson. Mail your packages early so the post office can lose them in time for Christmas.
Hey-o!
Mail your packages early.
Exactly.
Oh, there's very weird.
Very good. That's awesome. That's a fantastic good, Johnny Carson. Wow. I thought he was here.
Weird is the weird stuff. Ooh. Is that Art Fearn? That's that guy that he used to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Next from Tom Armstrong. Let me see if I've got this Santa business straight. You say he wears a beard, has no discernible source of income, and flies to cities all over the world under cover of darkness. You sure this guy isn't laundering illegal drug money?
I'm not positive.
I'm not sure about that. He's got to pay for all those toys somehow.
Got a hard time getting through security now.
Yeah, especially when they get him through
the X-ray machine. I'm sorry, could you lift the belly, please?
Why are you groping Santa's junk?
Like, Mommy, look what he's doing to Santa! Shut up, get on a plane, you're next.
There you go.
Or you're next.
Or you're next, that's right.
That's what Sandusky can do. He can get a job
at the TSA. I know. See, that's what bugs me. If Sandusky does it, it's illegal. You know, TSA agent does it, it's procedure. You know? I don't understand. This is a shitty double standard we have here, man. I'm telling you.
See, everyone thought this was just a horrible thing that he did, but in truth, he was just practicing a very marketable skill.
That's right.
TSA does it. They're saving lives.
Do you want to be basketball? You want to play football, or do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Oh, don't touch me there. Exactly. I gotta write that down.
We are all going to hell. Yeah, you better write it down.
Sandusky does it. Felony. TSA procedure.
All right, this next one I just thought was kind of sweet. It's from Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney was sweet.
Yeah, he is. Well, the quote was sweet. One of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up too quickly.
Aww.
That's kind of nice.
Just flick a lit cigarette into it.
Unless, of course, you yeah, there you go. Woof. The tree goes up.
Unless, all right, of course, your mom's. Everybody to bed.
Yeah, 12:30 Christmas afternoon. My dad's like, "All right, get that fucking tree out of here and put my goddamn chair back."
Really?
No, nice. Not really. But he used to be, though, because it seemed like that, for some reason that was where the Christmas tree always had to go, was where his chair was.
I used to pass out on Christmas. Yeah. No wonder my kids, my daughters, are all looking at me like, "You crazy psycho bastard." I used to get fucking drunk on Christmas. So I bought the kids a tic-tac-toe game, you know, the ones where you throw the beanbags.
Oh, yeah.
And I got shitty-ass drunk and played it for like 4 hours.
Good job.
Awesome.
They're like, "Dad, it's hard."
Stop throwing it at us.
"I thought you bought this for us, Dad. It's not cool.
Santa's not real."
Shut up and have one of my beers.
Santa's not real. Oh, my God.
This one's from Dennis Miller. "Santa is very jolly because he knows where all the bad girls live."
Excellent. I would be, too.
That's the first funny thing I've heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, except when he was an announcer on Monday Night Football.
I never did see that.
That was the biggest joke of all.
Well, you know, from what I understand, they were expecting him to throw humor in there, and he actually tried to do actual commentary.
Tried to be very intellectual, and nobody understood what he was saying.
Yeah,
which is a problem with Dennis Miller to begin with. Most of the time, most people don't get him because
he's a smart guy. There's nothing wrong.
He's
with
a very intellectual person. He usually shoots over his audience. So, and his demographic is not Monday Night Football. No,
the guy's drunk at a fucking bar. "You should have got that first down, you cocksucker." It's basically the yardage that you don't get. What the fuck is he talking about?
He just don't know. Wow, that pass went longer than speech.
And the Constitution back in 70. What the fuck?
That pass went more out of bounds than my jokes do.
Or Newt Rodney? I don't know. Okay.
Next one from Shirley Temple. I stopped believing in Santa Claus when I was 6.
I drank her the other night.
You drank her?
I bet you did.
You went down on Shirley Temple. I bet there are a lot of really bad... When did the drink Shirley Temple get invented?
I don't know, but you know what it is? Do you know what a Shirley Temple is?
No,
it's 7-Up with grenadine and a cherry.
That's dirty.
That's
dirty right there.
I swear to God.
That's
you know,
horrible.
Some of these... And again, you know, Jerry Sandusky does it. It's a felony. Bartender does it. It's procedure.
It's a tip.
That's... Wow. Look at that. I do not believe it.
All right. Well, from Shirley Temple, "I stopped believing in Santa Claus when I was 6. Mother took me to see him in a department store, and he asked for my autograph."
Little fucking stuck up bitch.
I know. What a little bitch. Come on. He can't be a fan. What, they don't have cable up in the North Pole?
Well, it doesn't say
what?
Whether or not she gave them the autograph. It just, you know, when Santa Claus asks you for your autograph.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Maybe it's not really Santa Claus.
You know what? Look.
It's like Santa can't like nice movies.
Exactly. Santa Claus can't be a fan. Please.
Fucking stuck up bitch. I'll tell you what, Santa. I'll sign your autograph if you give me a pony.
that would have been a good idea. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick.
Stop touching my pony.
I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back as soon as we come up with some more My Little Pony references.
Will we now?
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, continuing on with our list of Christmas quotes. Next, I have one from the legend, the great. I know you're a huge fan of this woman, Joan Rivers. Well, you know what? That's okay. Here's her Christmas quote. "The one thing women don't want to find in their stockings on Christmas morning is their husband."
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
I'll get that.
You know what men don't want to find on Christmas morning?
Their
wives that look like they're wearing a plastic fucking mask. I don't want to judge.
Wrapped in nothing but cellophane.
That's right. Next from Dave Berry. "Once again, we find ourselves enmeshed in the holiday season. that very special time of year when we join with our loved ones in sharing centuries-old traditions, such as trying to find a parking space at the mall. We traditionally do this in my family by driving around the parking lot until we see a shopper emerge from the mall, then we follow her, in very much the same spirit as the three wise men who 2,000 years ago followed a star week after week until it led them to a parking space. That's what it was. Like
that was a long way.
It was... Well, that's Dave Barry.
It took the long way to get to that.
That's very Dave Barry.
You know who Dick Gregory is?
Yes.
Stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I never believed in Santa Claus because I knew no white man would be coming into my neighborhood after dark.
Yeah.
Clever.
From Jay Leno. The Supreme Court has ruled that they cannot have a nativity scene in Washington, D.C. This wasn't for any religious reasons. They couldn't find three wise men and a virgin.
Yep. Not in Washington, you're not.
No, definitely not in Washington.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, just from this next quote, what is the worst gift you guys ever gave to somebody?
Oh, wow. Gave to somebody?
Yeah, what's the worst gift you ever gave to a girl, and the STDs don't count?
Oh, well, then now I need some time to think about it.
Or the pregnancy.
Worst gift I gave for Christmas... would have to be a set of dish towels.
A set of dish towels.
Set of dish towels.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bought my second wife a microwave.
You romantic fool, you. Look at you.
But.
I got my parents a toaster oven.
Well, it's your parents.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, you want them to cook for you, so you bought them a toaster oven.
Yeah, pretty
I'm
much.
Usually pretty good with gifts. Yeah. You know, other than, or if I can't think of something good, I just won't get you anything.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's fair.
Well, that way they still get to complain and you save money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because they're going to complain anyway.
It's all about economics.
Exactly. Well, if I buy her something she doesn't like, she's going to complain.
She's going to bitch about it.
If I don't
it.
Get
so
her anything,
I get
she's going to complain.
Nothing, and
so
you can
I'm
going to
hear some
that.
Shit no matter what.
Exactly.
There you go.
And then I can leave and go to the movies afterwards.
Well, Jensen Ackles said, the worst gift that I ever gave a girl was a suitcase. As in, I can't think of anything to give you, but here's a new suitcase. Afterwards, I was like, what were you thinking, idiot?
Yeah, because she used it to leave your ass.
Yeah, got probably. Away, to get away.
Does that mean, she might have thought that was the message he was trying to send.
Yeah, hey. Thanks for the suitcase.
Yeah, what'd you get me for Christmas? Luggage. Oh, and by the way, there's somewhere. A U-Haul moving van out front.
Yeah, I rented that for you, too, for your birthday.
The gift certificate to Ryder. Use it.
And finally, from Bill Watterson, oh, look, yet another Christmas TV special. How touching to have the meaning of Christmas brought to us by cola, fast food, and beer. Who'd have guessed that product consumption, popular entertainment, and spirituality could mix so harmoniously? You know, it was actually an argument that I had with on Facebook with my aunt recently. And I have to say that the
Hold
only
on,
people
you
with,
argued on Facebook.
You don't get along with anybody on Facebook.
Well, my aunt lives in Virginia, and, you know, I.
Who wants to waste long distance charges on an argument?
Well, enough. I mean, my cell phone, I get free long distance. I just didn't feel like talking.
Ha-ti-da.
But
excuse me, well, I didn't realize we're living the high life now.
You and your limited minutes.
That's
you
know, right.
I just got to wait till after 6.
Mr. Unlimited plan here.
Exactly. Yeah, which is 9 o'clock her time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. So,
is this
so
your
cell
phone?
That's why she was so grumpy.
This is your phone, right?
Yeah, you need
okay,
to make
great.
A call.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I'm not going to be able to talk to you in a couple of days because I'm running out of minutes. So, but this is Joel's phone. Call him back on Christmas. I'm sure he'll.
So I got your mom's number in my phone now.
Thank you much.
That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Delete.
She'll
delete.
Be hearing from me.
This is your new daddy.
Oh, but well, she's one of those people who thinks that the world is out to get Christmas. You know, and I.
It's not the world. It's the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Exactly.
That are out to get
Christmas. They're out to get
no,
it.
You know,
like
the,
what?
You know, just the only people engaged in the war on Christmas are the Christians who are defending it from non-existent attacks. That's what I think.
Okay.
I mean, because like the Happy Holidays thing that I'm always don't say Happy Holidays. You say Merry Christmas because this is Christmas time. When I was a kid, people said Happy Holidays because Thanksgiving and New Year's are nearby, and nobody wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. So they just said Happy Holidays.
Why don't they just say, go happy fuck yourself,
holidays.
Where's my present?
Yeah, well, that's... they
happy
say that
holidays.
Too. Well, you know, I noticed that the complaints about the commercialization of Christmas on Fox News lasted for about 15 minutes 10 years ago. And then all of their sponsors probably said, hey, why are you bitching at us for commercializing Christmas when we're paying you for all this commercial time? And now so that now they have to scream and yell about the two atheists who don't want the nativity.
We're tired of
the you can run commercials any time of the year, though. It doesn't have to be about Christmas all the time. So
we're tired of the commercialization of business. Live tonight on NBC News, brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Which is the only reason why Santa Claus is red and white is because of Coca-Cola.
Is that right?
That's the absolute truth. That's the absolute truth. The red and white Santa Claus you see today is the Coca-Cola Santa Claus. For the longest time, it was black and white because that print ads were in black and white. And then Coca-Cola started coming up with some color ads, and they figured, well, let's use Santa Claus. And we'll make them red and white because that's the color of our sodas and
that
our logo.
That sounds like some bullshit somebody made up, but I'm going to choose to believe.
Absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
Well, you're going to choose to believe. Well, how fucking nice of you.
Okay, like, in the ad, Santa Claus was originally black and white, of course, because newspapers are black and white. But what colors were his outfit originally?
There wasn't any established colors. If you look at it, especially
Santa Claus was actually invented as a means of commercializing.
If you look at they changed it around. If you look at some of the early photographs of Santa Claus, or like progression of Santa Claus, whatever, you'll see some of like the European garbs. It's even like there's no single color. Like his coat has got like kind of like paisley or plaid or all these little different pattern colors and stuff on it. And then and the coat was different and it was longer and all this other stuff too.
Well, Santa Claus was originally based on like Saint Nicholas. You know, some dude in Russia. So he was just some
Saint Nicholas, Christopher Kringle,
Russian guy carrying a bottle of vodka around. In the presence of people, like
chunking them at him. Tag it. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
He said it in Russian.
Yeah.
We know where you live. We know when you've been sleeping. we know when you are awake.
And we definitely know who's been bad and who's been good.
That's right. You like the James Bond movies?
Hello, Mr. Bond.
We know. Although I would nail a Russian chick.
Oh, absolutely.
That would sound kind of hot.
Absolutely.
Oh, do me.
Nothing like a Natasha.
Well, let's get into the news.
There's news.
First story here. We'll get to the Alec Baldwin thing in just a second. This first story here. Just remember, when you see a guy wandering around the mall with a shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That doesn't set off any bells.
Don't make any assumptions.
Or sudden moves.
Well, every year I go somewhere to get some mistletoe to decorate the house, said Bill Robinson, age 66, of Decatur, Georgia. I get some for my friends that can't get mistletoe. The best way to get it is with a shotgun.
In Georgia, anyway.
On Sunday, Robinson said he thought about getting the mistletoe from his neighbor's house. Quote, I know him and would have gotten it, but he wasn't home. I didn't want to go shooting in his yard if he wasn't home. So Robinson went to the parking lot of the North DeKalb Mall. I decided to go around the house to the mall. There's a tree with a lot of it. He actually shot with a 12-gauge shotgun. He shot the mistletoe out of the tree.
The jackoff hasn't heard of pruning shears. I mean, just clip, you're
some
done.
Some scissors, genius.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 66. He doesn't want to climb up there. It's much easier to sit down at the bottom and shoot it with a shotgun to get it to fall down.
That's a man that needs to fall off a ladder.
Hey, sweetie, let me give you a kiss under this buckshot.
Yes. Wow. He says he took one shot the mistletoe down, and put the gun.
Why doesn't he just use the gun to get them to kiss him?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
He doesn't even have to shoot.
I want a kiss under the mistletoe. I don't have any mistletoe.
What's he doing?
But I'd like a kiss anyways, if you don't mind.
If you don't mind.
Bringing down Santa, sweetheart.
I don't have any teeth.
Well, apparently somebody called the police.
Lay it on me.
Really?
Somebody without any Christmas spirit, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding. Bah humbug.
Call the police.
Grunge. Scrooge.
Just trying to get some mistletoe, boy.
A little Grinch out there. Love it.
When asked if he thought he wouldn't get in trouble for shooting a shotgun off at the mall, he said, well, about the time I did it, I got to thinking about it. I didn't think, I guess, I assumed that everyone knew what I was doing.
Maybe this ain't a bad idea.
Right. If you see someone wandering around the mall, he's obviously hunting for mistletoe.
That's right.
Hunting.
Hunting.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting mistletoe.
Exactly.
You're going to kiss me under this tree whether you like it or not.
It's wabbit season. Mistletoe season. Wabbit season. Mistletoe season. Wabbit season. Mistletoe season.
Why doesn't he just rape him? He's already got the gun.
Ow!
Might as well at that point.
You're going to do time anyway.
We're going to take a break.
That's it for the mistletoe. Now on to Holly.
Hey, my sister's name is Holly. Hey. Well, I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, more news.
We're back.
Alec Baldwin was kicked off an American Airlines flight a week ago Tuesday, apparently for refusing to turn off an electronic device on which he was playing Words with Friends.
He's a fucking genius.
Yeah, yes, they're bankrupt. They should have just charged him for it.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, actually. But Baldwin's rep told People magazine, quote, Alec was asked to leave the flight for playing Words with Friends while parked at the gate. He loves WWF. In the quote, it says WWF, so don't get that confused for the
wrestling, or the World Wildlife Fund.
Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
Just we need one more thing to be called WWF.
Words with Friends. He loves WWF so much that he was willing to leave the plane for it, but he has already boarded another AA flight.
Meanwhile, Zynga stock stayed the same.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. The crew of the flight, however, said it was more than just playing the game. They claimed he was, quote, violent, abusive, and aggressive.
I don't doubt that. Did you hear his voicemail to his daughter?
Yeah, he called his daughter a bitch. I'm sure he doesn't give a shit what he's
fat little students. Piggy or something like that. Wasn't she a fat little piggy?
Yeah, that's right. Called her a fat pig.
Well, I mean, have you ever met that little kid? She is kind of a... No, I'm just kidding. I've never. I don't know.
That's horrible.
Well, considering her mom.
Yet accurate.
Who's her mom? Oh, Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger.
I would have drilled her.
I still would.
Come here. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Michael Keaton. Dude,
I'm Batman.
You missed it.
Well, see, then... the actor later tweeted that the flight attendants on his next flight looked, quote, smarter. Then, on Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin appeared on the Weekend Update segment. This was last week. Playing the character of pilot Captain Steve Rogers.
Come on!
In which he apologized to Alec Baldwin. I will have a link to an article in the dailybeast.com in the show notes. It shows a clip from the episode. But I went on to NBC.com on their Saturday Night Live page, and I found the clip.
You found it?
Yes, I did. So here's our copyright violation of the week.
A new segment.
On Wednesday this week, actor Alec Baldwin was kicked off an American Airlines flight after he refused to turn off his phone and stop playing Words with Friends. Now here to comment, the pilot of that flight, Captain Steve Rogers.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
So, Captain Rogers, what's your take on the events of last Wednesday?
Well, it was awful, Seth, which is why it was very important for me to come here tonight and on behalf of everyone at American Airlines issue an apology to Mr. Alec Baldwin.
Alec, are you sure this is the right way to handle this?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
So let me get this straight. You, Captain Rogers, want to apologize to Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Mr. Baldwin is an American treasure. And I am ashamed at the way he was treated. I mean, what harm would it do to let him keep playing his game? Not any game, mind you, but a word game for smart people.
Captain Rogers, don't phones interfere with the plane's communication system?
Oh, you don't believe that, do you, Seth? Would you really get on an airplane that flew 30,000 feet in the air if you thought one Kindle switch could take it down? Come on! It's just a cruel joke perpetrated by the airline industry. And we would have gotten away with it, but Alec Baldwin was just too smart for us. He really is something, Seth.
Seriously, Alec, I just don't think
this is... Keep going. This is great.
But didn't Alec Baldwin getting kicked off the plane delay takeoff?
It did. And it was the first time in the history of American Airlines that one of our flights was delayed. Come on, Seth! We're bankrupt. How dare we speak ill of the great Alec Baldwin, and we can't even take off on time.
It was also reported that Alec Baldwin slammed the bathroom door so loudly that you could hear it in the cockpit.
Now, Seth, Words with Friends can be frustrating, and again, I just started playing the game myself, but when you think you're about to play Jailers off of someone's quiche,
And then you realize you don't have the eye. Let me tell you, that'll make you slam the bathroom door, too. Besides, when I go to the bathroom on a plane, I always want that door slammed nice and tight. Doesn't everyone? Gee willikers.
Okay, Alec, this is too much. I don't want to be a part about this anymore.
Seth, I'm not Alec. Do you hear me? But I wish I was. That man's a hero. A smart hero.
Captain Steve Rogers.
So there we go.
Come on.
Come on. I got to say, that I
think this was a publicity stunt, because isn't it coincidental that Zynga, the makers of Words with Friends, just went public. They had their first initial public offering the same week.
Really?
Yes. I think the week after. I
wish I'd have known that. I would have bought stock.
Bazinga.
Yeah, Bazinga. It didn't go anywhere. It was flat. It opened up at like $18, stayed at $18. Didn't go anywhere. So, way to go, Alec.
Yeah. Well, maybe Alec bought a bunch of stock and then
yeah, exactly.
got on an airplane and pissed off the flight attendants on purpose.
That would be kind of smart.
Would this be considered insider trading?
You're going to jail, Alec.
Going to jail. Exactly. You're going down. Bye-bye, you're going Alec. Down.
You little fat piggy.
All right, anyway, moving on with the news. A man was reportedly tried to steal from a Walmart on the same day 50 uniformed officers roamed the store for a, quote, shop with a cop event.
Pardon me?
Yes, apparently Shop with a Cop is a national event in which officers help needy children shop for holiday gifts. Timothy Randall Clark, age 22, was found carrying video game merchandise worth $635.
Oh, my God.
According to the police report, Waldorf cops were shopping with kids when loss prevention officers, that would be store security guards, saw a man opening boxes and taking items from one of the store's back rooms. Officers from the Charles County Sheriff's Office who were inside the store were alerted and apprehended Clark, who was charged with the theft.
Oh, so he's in the back room doing this while the cops are shopping in the whole store?
Yes.
Excellent.
There were 50 uniformed officers in the building at the time, and he's in the back rifling through.
Let me take a look at the calendar, find the most inopportune moment to do this. Should I do it on Pitbull Night, or should I do it on Cop Night? Let's see.
Pitbull Night.
Let's go with Pitbull Night.
You'd have a better shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's wonderful.
You know, and then...
Come on!
And criminals in the news. Is that a romantic dinner in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
A little bit of both.
Police in Florida arrested 31-year-old Naples, Florida resident Daniel Ashley last week after grocery store employees spotted him stuffing things in his pants.
Oh.
He was found to have attempted to steal 4 steaks and some candles.
Where's he putting it? Never mind.
In his pants. When confronted, he dropped the goods and ran, but an employee chased him down and convinced him to walk back to the store. Ashley was arrested.
Come on!
How do you convince me to walk back to the store? I'm already out. I made it. I made it. I'm out. Kiss my ass, butcher. I'm not going back in there.
Look, take the candle out of your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can they really sell those steaks to somebody else?
I don't think so.
Why are these marked down?
Yeah, exactly. Well, marked down for immediate sale.
There's a hair in my steak.
$8 off.
But they were $7 to start.
We'll give you a buck to take them, please.
Just get them out of my store.
Just get them out. I don't want to touch them. But they're on the floor. You have to pick them up yourself.
Don't light that candle.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and I wouldn't light that candle. I would keep that candle.
Yes, absolutely.
So is this like beeswax? Not exactly.
It smells like somebody's shit and pine.
Well, see, that's the candle that you put in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So this candle isn't it helping refreshing the scent in the bathroom. I don't know why.
Light a match. Light a pile.
It's our last news story for the day. Terry, you've asked me in the past where I get my news stories from.
Yes.
And now there's a number of different places I go to. I go to Google and type in weird news. But one thing that I do like to check is this is
BigDildo.com?
No, this is the Center for Disease Control's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report.
Oh, okay.
I like to take a look at this every week just because there's always something interesting.
Because you're a sick fuck.
Yeah. Let's skim through it. There's CDC's always something good.
And Morbidity Mortality.
Yes. The CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report.
Okay.
And
I guess if you got to subscribe to something, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Some people read Guitar Player Magazine.
And my roommate gets this magazine's pages stuck together, too. I just don't understand it. ooh, no. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, and the only problem was, you know, I did subscribe to that, but their emails come in at the exact same time as the Consumer Product Safety Commission's recall notices. So I figured I had to pick between one or the other, and I went with recalls.
And I was falling asleep to both of them.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, in last week's issue, there was an article titled "Notes from the Field: Campylobacter jejuni infections associated with sheep castration, Wyoming, 2011.
Oh, yes.
Well, sheep castration's always fun, so I had to check this article out.
Nah.
Here we go.
I've heard this story.
Yes, on June 29, 2011, the Wyoming Department of Health was notified of two laboratory-confirmed cases of Campylobacter jejuni enteritis among persons working at a local sheep ranch. During June, two men had reported onset of symptoms compatible with campylobacterosis. Both patients had diarrhea, one also had abdominal cramps, etc. Both patients recovered without sequelae, and I still can't figure out what the hell that means. They lived, whatever. During June, both patients had participated in a multi-day event to castrate and dock tails of 1,600 lambs. Event?
Well, in Wyoming,
this is an event.
It's a party, yeah. You gotta do something, but you can't do it all by yourself. That's rude.
We've been waiting all year for this. This is an event.
Some people like Christmas, Joel.
Followed by the Coonpecker contest right after.
That's right. Both men reported having used their teeth to castrate some of the lambs.
Pardon me?
That's right.
Both men reported having used their teeth to castrate some of the lambs.
Well, what they did is they took their teeth out, used them, and then put them back in.
Ah, that makes more sense. Okay.
No, they bit the lambs' nuts off.
Boy, do they know how to party in Wyoming.
That's right.
And then they wonder why the population's so low.
Well, sheep balls are eaten in some bars, yeah.
Yeah, but not raw.
I don't know.
That does sound like a...
sheep ball sushi.
Yeah.
That sounds like a drunken dare to me.
Yeah, I can see that. A Rocky Mountain Roy Oyster.
Let me just say this. There's not enough alcohol.
No.
And I have a high tolerance.
No. I know. I mean, you got to be really drunk in order to convince me that you can bite my nuts off. I want to tell you that right now. So those sheep must have been really drunk. Because there's no way I'm letting any man with false teeth anywhere near my nuts.
Are you my dad?
No, because they just blew the sheep. And a little too much teeth. A little too much teeth.
I blew myself
over. Oral
this
sex
morning.
With too much teeth. That's all this was.
Wow.
Hooray. As far
Well, Cletus, what are you going to do next year?
Cletus. Of course his name was Cletus.
Of course.
Well, so the Centers for Disease Control sent out an alert to all the sheep ranches in the country.
Should have been called a what the fuck report.
Suggesting that they.
Keep your teeth away from the nutsacks of sheep.
Suggesting ranch owners and employees are advised to use standardized age-specific techniques for lamb castration.
Now I understand the phrase, the men are men and the sheep are nervous.
And
now
wash, nervous. Yeah, and wash your hands thoroughly after contact with animals. As far as castrating sheep with one's teeth,
their hand.
Carrie Pride, an author of the report and a veterinarian, said in an email to the Wall Street Journal's health blog,
"Wow, how do they hold them down?
Close. This method has and does occur, though it was much more common in the 1800s.
I'm sure it was.
Yes, I'm sure
and because
it was.
They didn't have the invention of Velcro that they used to hold them in one place.
That's right.
Wow.
Actually, I think we have enough time. Let's do one more news story here.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to top that? Well, talk about getting fucked by your attorney. Miami's federal jail is overrun with strippers posing as paralegals.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yes. Apparently, a lawyer just has to sign a paper designating whoever they want as their legal assistant.
Like
so they've been designating strippers and prostitutes as their legal assistant, bringing them in for some of their more rich, like, drug dealer clients.
Yeah, hooking them
so
up.
So the drug dealers are
it's a hookup.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweetie, I need you to deal with my briefs.
They take off their tops and let the guys touch them, veteran defense attorney Hugo Rodriguez says. The majority of these young, very attractive women are non-citizens brought in exclusively for the purposes of visiting the federal detention center.
That's a fantastic lawyer right there. I don't
Any
give a
lawyer
damn.
Can sign a form to and designate a legal assistant. There's no way of verifying it. The process is being abused.
You know who reported this? Sandusky.
Talk about a discovery room.
Sandusky. Yeah. Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky reported this and said,
"Bring me a boy."
Yeah. That's quite a discovery.
We don't have boys. All right, then I'm telling everybody.
If I go down, you go down.
Or a flat-chested that's girl. Right. I'm not picky.
I guess that's it for the show. We're running out of time here. You guys got anything exciting?
We're gonna
going
kick
on
us out of the library.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The library. We're recording here at the Woodward Park branch of the Fresno County Library.
Library Studios will be closing shortly.
Yeah, that's right.
Before they announce it,
closing in about.
They're
10
gonna
minutes,
turn so on the intercom and say, "Joel, get out.
You're done."
I have nothing going on.
Nothing going on this week. Yeah.
Nope, I'll be in Visalia at All Pro Pizza on Thursday night. Come check that show out. Should be a good time.
Awesome. I will be performing Wednesday at Thai Palms.
Fantastic.
At Palm and Knees here in Fresno. And then I will be opening for the great Mike Wirtz in Visalia at All Pro Pizza on Thursday.
Ooh. That's right.
And then I've got on the 30th, I will be performing at the Hilton Garden Inn in Clovis, California. Hooray.
Interesting.
Well, hey, thanks for coming out and doing the show with me.
Absolutely.
Mr. Wirtz, great to see you again.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you again. Terry Michaels, good to see you again, man.
Word.
Thank you very much. And you guys couldn't see it, but we actually did shake hands. We really are friends. I love you guys.
I just did that for the radio.
Oh, you just did it for the radio? He's keeping up appearances for the radio.
That's right.
That's right.
Awesome.
I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will talk to you next week.